I want to welcome everyone to the Advise Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic, will seceding from the union solve the problem? Ever since the election has been over with, at least, what, for a few weeks now, maybe not that long ago, I mean, but it seemed like it's been a long time, as you know, work, live your life, do your thing. A lot of people's candidate, Mitt Romney, did not get elected, and Barack Obama did. Now, before I get more into discussing the election and the state that wanted to secede, I want to give a little background on myself so you understand my position and where I'm coming from in my opinions. I'm a married man. I have children. Me and my wife, we both, you know, work to take care of our family. We, you know, taxpayers. We go to church, God-loving people. We just are trying to make sure we live our American dream and take our family to the place we really want our family to be at. So with that said, I'm not, you know, one of the people that believe in rewarding those who don't want to work. I'm not one of the people that, you know, you should just give things to people who did not earn it. I'm not one of them, because the way I was raised was you get out there and you work hard and do it for yourself. You don't depend on nobody. So with that said, I want to get to the election. There's a lot of people that voted for Barack Obama. There's a lot of people that voted for Mitt Romney. And that is your American right to vote. It's also your American right not to vote. And nobody should be persecuted or ran over like a lady did in Colorado, tried to run over her husband because he did not vote. So every election, you have one candidate is going to lose. For whatever reasoning, they're going to lose. Well, this is the first election I've ever seen that it has been a horrible backlash to it. Okay? There have been tweets and Facebook posts that I, as a black man, thought I would never see in this country, at least in this day and time, saying all kind of racial slurs. I thought it was about the issues. And a lot of people using racial slurs, not even discussing the issues. Now, there are, of course, a section of people that want to take the thing in a racist stance. And then there's a section of people that want to take it as a issue stance. So I want to discuss the issue stance. Rest assured that when it comes to Barack Obama, he's in office for 4 years. After that, he's gone. He can't be reelected into the office of the president. We put up with Bush for 8 years. We got in two wars behind Bush and his buddy Cheney and his, you know, backdoor deals with Halliburton, which Cheney was definitely tied to. Cheney made a lot of money off of those wars. He acted like he got out of Halliburton, but you know good well he still had his hands in it somewhere. The debt was at least, what, $3 trillion when he got out of office, Bush. You got to remember, Bush enacted the Patriot Act, where they can tap your phones and do things that has never been done with the government, all in the guise of terrorism. It just didn't start with Obama. Then people talk about, well, they don't like Obama because of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012 and the one clause that states they can do indefinite detentions without due process, which that part of it, I did not agree with it as well. At all. I think that is wrong. But if that clause is in the National Defense Authorization Act, which has to be re-signed every single year, it's not just a bill that just stick. The new one's going to come out for 2013, and they got to sign. Now, if you are outraged about that clause in the National Defense Authorization Act, then you need to get with your congressman, your senator, and even get at the president and say, we don't want that in that bill, and we're going to protest, we're going to do whatever we got to do to draw attention to Washington to show that we're not going to have that in that bill, these indefinite detentions for American citizens. And that's the way people have always done it, but these people that's angry and saying they want to secede from the union, you don't have a clue what you're even talking about. First of all, when you're saying you want to secede from the union, you don't want to be part of the United States anymore, You know that let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say the American government do that. They go along with that. They'll let you do it. You can secede. Who's going to protect you? That's what I want to know. Because all the F-16s that's in your states, they belong to the American government. They don't belong. It wouldn't belong to the state that seceded from the Union. All the tanks, all the military grade weapons, everything, even the soldiers, technically belong to the United States government, or they can be locked up in jail. Period. As we know, this military people sign a contract basically to serve in the armed forces. So imagine the American government taking all their weapons, everything out of your country, because your state would be a country. The current, you have to create your own currency. You have to create your own government. Oh, sorry, guys. Own government. You have to do all this sort of thing. And yet you left wide open. Now, I live in Texas, okay? And one of our biggest problems in Texas is the border. That is a big problem. I have a brother-in-law. He works in the Border Patrol. And he tells me about everything that's going on. These drug cartels is constantly trying to bring drugs into the United States. They're constantly catching them, but there's a lot of them they're not catching. It's people coming across the border, that's illegal immigrants, is coming across the border, and they're trying to stop them as well, because they do a lot of, the drug cartels do a lot of things to those poor people, and, you know, run them across the country, in this country, and leave them out there to die a lot of times, because they don't want to get caught by Border Patrol. So imagine, we don't even have Border Patrol in Texas. Let's say if Texas seceded from the Union, you lose Border Patrol. Now, Texas don't have a military to stop anybody. Let me tell you something. Our biggest national security problem, in my opinion, and nobody wants to talk about it or address it, is Mexico, because that country can't even control the drug cartels. So if they can't control the drug cartels in Mexico, and you don't have no military, you don't have no United States backing you up anymore, let's say if Texas seceded from the Union, the drug cartels will come over to Texas and just take it over. Or Mexico could come over here and take over Texas, because we wouldn't have no Navy. We wouldn't have no Coast Guard. We wouldn't have nothing here in Texas if we seceded from the Union. We can't stand alone without the government. And, you know, everybody that signed this petition, you're talking about FEMA camps, Obama coming up with in the government. You're talking about NDAA. Do you realize what you're doing? Signing those petitions, I don't really think you realize what you're doing. The American government can say this. They can take a swift action against every last person that signed that petition, and you're not realizing that. You talk about NDAA, indefinite detentions, they probably can use that on the people that signed that petition. Let me tell you how. Let's say if some crazy person tried to harm the president, and the president, after that, of course, he's going to want to act to it. And he said, you know what? Every person that signed that petition, we're going to come after them, and we're going to arrest them for treason against the United States. Now, some people would say, they can't do that, because in the Constitution, wait a minute, you sign a document online stating you don't want to be a part of the United States anymore. So how can the Constitution apply to you now since you signed that? How many times that things online that you put has been used in a court of law, has gotten people prosecuted and fired? Do you know even on Facebook, in the terms of service, that the timeline they talk about can be used in a court of law against you? I mean, I don't know if you realize that, but it can. So you sign this petition. You want to secede. They can court order the website that you signed this on, or if it's a government website, I don't know, I ain't went to it. I don't even want to go to that site. It's no real, I don't want no part of it. You put your name on there, they subpoena the information, the ISP, get your ISP address, go to your internet service provider, get your name, and now you may have the FBI showing up at your doorstep, questioning you why you signed a petition like that. May look at you like a terrorist. You never know. Do you know it's like it's been other leaders that pulled stunts like that? Like this, forget this, that guy name in China that pulled that. He said, let all the people come air out their grievances. It's fine. And the moment they did that, he acted like he was peaceful with them. and then he imprisoned them and killed them. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's China. I don't expect the United States to do anything like that. But what I'm saying is you identifying yourself as a person that's against the United States government. And I really don't think that's a wise thing to do. I think what we should do is, if we are that passionate about the country, if that passionate about the government, well, we should try to run for office. We should try to change things in our city, change things in our state, and even change things on the federal level. But if you keep having the same people in office all the time and nobody else get in there, how can anything change? How can any new ideas? I mean, don't you think it gets kind of old having the same senators and House of Representatives in there? I mean, we've come by leaps and bounds in this country, and yet we got people in there that haven't even lived in our age and time. But before I continue, this particular show is up for anybody to discuss how you feel. Do you feel that we should secede from the Union? Do you feel that's a bunch of BS? And you want to explain why? You can call in at 347-996-3350 at any time during the program, because I like to know what you think about it, not so much what I think, because a lot of people are very heated, angry, whatever kind of word you want to use, about the situation with the election. But I want to go back to identifying yourself. And we were discussing that at work this morning about how people identifying themselves, they got an issue with the country. Now, all these petitions that's being signed, it's not even a fraction of the country. It ain't a fraction of the people in that state. So why would even the United States government even take that seriously? And come on, I mean, they're not going to agree with that, because that would make them like a weak country and definitely set them up to be taken over by enemies. I mean, so they're not going to go along with that. I feel they'll put you in jail before they let that happen. But I don't know, maybe it's just me. I feel that, you know, some people blame the government for all their problems. They say it's Congress, they say it's Obama, they say it's Bush, they say it's all these different people for their problems. I don't blame the President Obama for my problems. I don't blame President Bush for my problems. I really don't. Any problem that I have, I blame myself. I made the choice, whatever that choice may be. I have to live with it. Now, I used to hear this a lot by people. They say, stop complaining, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and get yourself out of your situation. Well, there's a lot of people that need to do that right about now. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get yourself out of the situation, because some people are looking for some politician to save them. They're looking for some savior like they're Jesus Christ or something. A lot of people saying, oh, I got my Bible in one hand and a gun in the other. Well, obviously you ain't reading that Bible, because there's only one savior and it's supposed to be Jesus, right, if you're reading the Bible. Well, why are you looking for a politician to be your savior? Why are you looking for people to save you? Nobody's here to save you. You're here to save yourself, save your family. You're supposed to feed your family. If you want to get mad at somebody, I'm going to tell you who you direct the anger at. Why don't you direct the anger at corporate America? They the problem why we don't have jobs. It's not the government. It's really not. It's corporate America. But nobody want to look at corporate America and point blame at what they do. Look at the clothes that's on your back and the shoes that's on your feet. What country's name is constantly on all the clothing we have, even that cell phone that you're using to talk to people? 9 times out of 10, it'll say made in China. How come everything in America is made from China? Nobody's looking at that. Nobody's questioning that. Nobody's saying, wait a minute. You know, these companies are outsourcing all the jobs that can be here in America, but yet they're getting the Chinese to do it for cheap or little or nothing, importing it here in the U.S. and charging you the same amount of money they would charge if it was made here in the USA. Don't you think that's wrong? Corporate America is the problem. These greedy corporations is the problem. The Obama or whoever can get out of there. You could have had Mitt Romney in there if you wanted to. It's still not going to change the fact that corporate America is outsourcing all these jobs. Recently, it came up in the presidential debate that Apple, you know, how they, it was mentioned that they don't have any factories here in the United States. Apple came right back and said, we would never open up a manufacturing plant here in the United States because supposedly we can't cut the glass right here in America. They can cut the glass just right for the phones and the iPods and everything in China. I think that's a lame BS excuse, but that's an excuse they use. So a lot of you support Apple. A lot of you got iPhones. Some of you stand in line for iPhone, iPad, mini iPad. You are very faithful to Apple, but Apple refused to employ Americans to make its products when Americans is really supporting the company. You look at companies like Nike, big companies, shoe companies, people standing in long lines to get tennis shoes, which I think that's stupid, but I won't be paying no $200 to $300 for some shoes. That's stupid. It really is, and that's the problem with America. We want to look good, but we don't take care of our personal business. All those shoes are made in China, and really, by the time they finish making those shoes are only worth $40 to $50, but yet they ship them over here from China, mark them up, and guess what? You're paying $200 to $300, and it probably cost them probably $40 a shoe to make. They're making a killing. But no one is saying anything about that at all. How come that's not being addressed by a politician and as you as an American citizen? That's what, if you get these at least the manufacturing jobs back here in America, it'll put a lot of people to work. It really would. We're talking about entitlement programs. We talk about handouts. Now, how I feel about with welfare, I have a very strong stance on welfare. I don't like welfare, but I like it to the point that when the taxpayer is helped by it, not hurt by it, and I'll tell you what I mean. I said if I was president of the United States, there's a group of people that probably want to kill me pretty quick because I would overhaul welfare, and I'll tell you how I would overhaul it. I would say that in order for you to get welfare, gone is the days of you not making no money. Anybody can get on welfare if and only if they got laid off from their job or maybe something happened to their job, fired or whatever. And in order to apply, they must bring 2 years of IRS tax returns. Now, why I say 2 years, at least 2 years of IRS tax returns is because it shows that at least for 2 years, you paid into the country. You paid your taxes. So you have a right to get some help from the government. I don't think people who don't work should get help from the government. Now, if you lost your job, I understand. I mean, people do need help. But if you're going to sit around all day long and not work, and you're going to have baby after baby after baby, and you know that as long as I keep having kids, I can stay on the system. It's a game. They got, you know, some women that sit there and have kid after kid, and then they'll get on child support, so they'll probably be getting that money and getting food stamps as well. There's a lot of people who play the game, or there are people that who have a man in the home, women have a man in the home, or even married, say they're separated from their husband and they live at their mother's house or their aunt's house or whatever, just on paper, and then they're actually living with their man so they can collect food stamps, and the man's not either working, or if he is working, they just pocketing the money. That stuff like right there needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law so you stop people from actually taking from the programs that, you know, people that need help. My wife was a social worker, and she said she saw this scam going all the time. But, you know, they don't have the resources to send out investigators to catch these people. I guarantee you if they start catching these people for welfare fraud and putting them in jail, that'll stop a lot of that. Welfare makes up 12% of the budget. Now, here in Texas, they are introducing a bill that states that you must be drug tested to get unemployment and welfare benefits. Now, some people are very happy about this, but can you believe some people are not happy about this at all? They are very upset. They say it's an invasion of privacy. How is it an invasion of privacy? If you're so poor that you can't feed yourself, then why in the world you got money for drugs? Feed your kids. Everybody else feed their kids. It doesn't make a bit of sense. I remember one time I was in line in a grocery store, and I was trying to budget $150 to feed my family and for 2 weeks. And they had this woman and this man. They looked very, very unkempt. And they had two big, huge baskets of groceries, kind of like how the Walmart baskets is, full of groceries, everybody. And I'm looking at it, they got food almost falling out of these particular baskets. They go to ring up their food. And, I mean, this guy looked like he was just so sorry. He looked like he never had a job a day in his life. So they had some dog food in the basket. Well, the teller got to the point of the dog food, and she said, "You can't have dog food on food stamps." So the woman said, "Okay, that's fine. I put it back." She told the man, he said, "Hey, go and get a bunch of steaks for the dog, so we can feed the dog for the next few weeks." So this man come back, I mean, with a bunch of steaks, T-bone ribeye steaks, to feed a dog. You hear me? To feed a dog. That teller looked at them. She looked at me, and I'm sitting up there looking at my basket because I'm trying to budget everything to feed my family. And her bill gets up to $600. That woman pulled out that Lone Star card, because that's what they call it, hit the food stamp card here in Texas, the Lone Star card. That woman pulled out the Lone Star card and swiped that card and walked out of there with all that free food. You get what I'm saying? And it's wrong. It's so wrong when they got people trying to budget money and feed their families. And you got people who's lazy and don't want to work and play on the system. I think the system needs to get real tough on these people who don't want to work, who don't even care to work. They have a program in Texas called Temporary Assistance to Needy Families. They call it TANF. And to me, temporary means maybe 6 months to 18 months. That's temporary. When you have people that's on Temporary Assistance to Needy Families 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, it goes a little bit past temporary assistance, and it goes to lifetime assistance. And one thing the states need to do, instead of worrying about seceding from the union, you need to start cutting down on giving out all this free cash to people that don't deserve it at all. That will save the states a lot of money, period. Colorado and Washington, for instance, they just now legalized marijuana. I think, just my personal opinion, the state should legalize that as well and get in the tax and tax it, though. If they can legalize it and tax it, then I think it would be okay, because a lot of people was really liking the idea that Colorado and Washington had passed state laws that you can smoke marijuana. Now, I'm not a person who smokes marijuana, not at all. I don't even like cigarettes. I don't like none of that smoke around me. It gets on my nerves. Can't stand the smell of it. But there are some people that like to smoke marijuana, and if you can tax it, why not? Because at one point in time, alcohol was illegal in the United States, too, with prohibition, and alcohol is considered a drug as well. And there have been more people died from alcohol-related deaths than people getting high on marijuana. If they ruin their brain, or that's on them. I don't, that's how I look at it. But that's another way the states can make money. But seceding and getting so upset about the election, I mean, it's just beyond me. But like I said, y'all tell me in the chat room, or call in, let me know. I mean, what is it? I mean, why do you feel seceding is the answer, and how you feel it will solve the problem in America? Because the rich, I'm telling you right now, they're trying to destroy the middle class. If they had their way, it wouldn't be no middle class. It'd be rich and poor, because the rich keep getting richer. Have you heard any antitrust lawsuits lately, or any how we used to stop companies from having a monopoly? Now they stopped all that. Have you noticed that? companies can have a monopoly and do what they want to do. There's no healthy competition anymore like it used to be. I mean, we have a lot of issues, but we need to solve it together. We need to solve it as one group of people. That's how you do that. We need to stop dividing on certain issues. We need the number one, because, and then I got to discuss this. We need to stop dividing on race, because I've seen way too many racial, very racist things said about President Obama. President Obama's race is not going to change anything that he does at all. I mean, all you're going to do is really just offend him personally, and he's not going to hear anything you're saying, and not going to want to do anything you're saying, because he's going to look at you, oh, well, that's a racist. I don't want to talk to them. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that just hate the man personally. I had a coworker today. They were discussing him, and he said, I hate Obama. And I'm like, I asked him, I say, well, what did Obama do to you? He said, nothing. I just hate him. I'm like, I just can't hate people I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you have no reason to hate the person. Yeah, I don't like a lot of things Barack Obama has done. I don't like a lot of things Barack Obama has said. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, the Republicans picked the wrong candidate to represent them. That's why the Republicans are getting office. Because there was only one candidate for me, like I stated before, that could have beat Barack Obama, and that was Ron Paul. He was the only one. But, you know, he wasn't, you know, mainstream media don't like Ron Paul at all, because he wasn't, you know, business as usual. And they knew that. Because, see, the mainstream media is in the pockets of the government. Don't think they're not. They say certain things. Well, and the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, controls a lot of things they say and even what they can report to you. There's a lot of things at times, I don't know if you notice this, they spin stories a certain way to get you to believe a certain thing. And the reason why I said this is they had a video on the internet, maybe about, I don't know if you saw it or not, it was out of Cleveland, and it was this woman got in a fight with a bus driver. And she hit him, she spit on him, he felt the need to hit her back. So if you saw the video, he uppercutted her like he was Mike Tyson. And they got into a fight, and he threw her off of the bus. Well, prior to Fox doing this news story with the woman that got uppercutted, everybody saw the video. But when Fox showed it, they just showed him uppercutting her. They didn't show everything that happened prior. So basically, Fox was trying to spin the story like this man just uppercut this woman, and she's this victim. When she started the whole altercation while this man was driving the bus and having passengers in his care. But Fox meant it like, oh, he's the one that did it. He was the aggressor. He was just abusing this woman. So a lot of people was calling Fox's hand on it and say, hey, you know, we saw the video. What are you doing? Why are you trying to lie like this? And Fox had to actually redo that story. So the media can spin things a certain way. They don't tell you all the information. That's why I tell people, research things for yourself. Don't take what your favorite blogger says or what your favorite YouTube personality says about the news. Don't take what your favorite person on blog or radio says. Research all the angles, because it's a lot of things you're going to find out that people say things that even lie. I mean, don't take everything Rush Limbaugh says. Rush Limbaugh is saying things certain ways to keep his viewers happy and keep his fan base. Sean Hannity, he's another one. Especially Donald Trump, he's another one. You get what I'm saying? Bill O'Reilly, he's another one. Those guys, to me, are just no earthly good in a lot of ways. And I'm not saying personally because I don't know them personally, but they keep playing on the fears of a lot of people in this nation, and they keep saying certain things in certain ways and using their influence to influence people who they shouldn't be doing that to. Instead of telling, you know, making people feel like they're losing the country, why don't you talk to these people about, why don't you run for office and change things? Why don't they say that? Or why don't they say, you know what, let's get behind somebody new, and, you know, because of the money we make, we're going to definitely donate to your campaign so you could run and change everything. But they're not telling you to change anything. They just want to keep you mad and pissed off and make you feel like Obama is taking everything from you and it's Obama's fault, everything that's happening to you. But yet, they're living in luxury. Have you noticed that? They talking about entitlement programs, all this stuff on their shows. But they living real good, aren't they? They're not struggling like you. They're not in unemployment like you, some of you. They're not on government assistance. They living real well. And they playing a lot of you right into the hands of the rich and the bankers. That's who the crooks are. That's who steal from all of us, is these people. I mean, why do we agree to pay loans with 20% interest? That's stealing. What if you would ask me to borrow some money and I told you, okay, I'm going to charge you 20% interest? You look at me like I'm crazy and say, you know what? That's not right. I only borrowed $100 from you. You're going to charge me $120 to pay you back? But yeah, we accept that sort of thing. I mean, it's so many things in this country that we need to focus on. But right now, seceding is just not the answer. And it's stupid, like I said, based on a security issue. Is it stupid? If Texas seceded for the Union, that'll be the day I get me and my family out of Texas. Because I'm not going to be here for Mexico to take it over, or the drug cartels to take it over, or some real terrorist organization come over here and take it over, because we don't have no way to protect ourselves. That would be stupid. No, 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 no. I mean, what state? I don't know what state you live in. And has your state signed a petition? That's what I want to know. And I also want to know, like, say, how do you feel about it? Because, you know, people do need to speak about this. You know, when I did the video on YouTube talking about this, a lot of people had a lot of comments to say about this. They were very upset. And this is why I decided to do this particular topic on the Blog Talk Radio, is because I want people to call. I want people to tell me, what are you afraid of? What are you in fear of? How do you feel the country is being destroyed? How do you feel about the national debt? I mean, who is it that you solely, you know, blame for it? And can, you know, you as a person, what could you do to help change it? This is what I want to know, you know, from any of you, those of you in the chat room that I'm looking at right now. I'd like to know your opinions. I mean, I can definitely see them and read them. Do you feel that the country is going to get out of this? Do you feel that we headed to another depression? I mean, what do you feel? Do you feel, you know, a president siding with late-term abortions is going to hurt the overall finances of the country? Do you feel that a president talking about that he sided with gay marriage, and not recently, I'm going to tell you something else I just heard, he said he wasn't going to focus on gay marriage in his second term. So really, that's not even an issue for him. I don't know what his issues are all the way, but he definitely not even say he's going to do that. So I guess that's at least one that other people will win, right? That they didn't want him to fool with gay marriage and, you know, things like that. But today I saw Mitt Romney, he stated in an article that he was having a meeting with people that was campaign donors. And he said that Barack Obama won the election because he promised gifts to a certain people in this nation. So I would like to know also, who are these people that he promised gifts to? And have you got a gift yet? Because I sure haven't got a gift yet. I haven't got a handout. I mean, shoot, you want to give me a handout? Give me some food stamps. That's the one I want. If you will give me something, I don't need nothing else. Just give me some food stamps. You know what I'm saying? But between what me and my wife make, between both our jobs, we could not even get that even if we wanted to. But what are these gifts? I mean, we keep talking about gifts. What are they? I mean, do you know what they are? Because like I said, I guess I'm waiting on mine in the mail too. There are people in America that's taking things to the extreme. There was a guy recently plotted to kill school-aged children and the president. There are people that have been fired from their job recently for hoping something happened to the president. There's a woman named Denise Helms is one of them. And then she backdoored on another interview and say that, you know, she really didn't mean that. They had this other woman that worked in a doctor's office, had said a lot of, you know, very racist things about the president. You know, the doctor fired her on the spot because he said he don't agree with that and whatever. I mean, like, all this stuff is going on in this nation right now. And like I said, we need to definitely discuss and talk about this, because if we don't talk about it and we're going off of emotion, emotion is a very dangerous thing to be going by, because you're not thinking logical. And right now, with all these people talking about they want to secede from the union, you're just really being emotional. You're not thinking. Because if you actually had thought it through, you'd be like, you know what? I don't really think that's such a good idea. But everybody just going, the anger is considered an emotion. So if you consume by anger, then you're being highly emotional. And if we're being highly emotional and then teaching our kids to be emotional and have hate and all this other stuff behind Obama, which, like I said, to me, Obama don't affect nothing in my life. He really don't. I mean, I still get up every day. I go work my 12-hour shifts at the refinery, and I go home. That's about far as it goes. I've been doing it like that for the past 12 years, working in a refinery. And, you know, no matter who the president is, we all got to just, you know, take care of our careers. Or if we don't like the jobs, create our own businesses, because that is definitely what we need to do more of, is have our own businesses. Some people say, well, you know, Obama is against, you know, small businesses or whatever. I don't really see how he's against small business, but like I said, enlighten me. Let me know why he's against small business, either in the chat room. Or, you know, enlighten me on calling in by 347-996-3350, because everybody do have an opinion on the matter, obviously. I was watching a program actually on Yahoo, and you had some commentators on the Daily Ticker on finance, and they were saying that kind of, you know, thing about secession would ruin the country and be a financial collapse. And they're saying that, you know, it's kind of like we do have two separate Americas, one red, one blue. But I personally think the two-party system is horrible anyway. And that's why the problem we're in now, why we can't have independent and libertarian. I think we need to have that, have some diversity in the political market. Because, like, for instance, I talked about Ron Paul. Originally, he wanted to run as an independent, but had to go under the guise of Republican, which that wasn't really his mindset, was Republican. But he had no choice if he wanted to even get to the point that he can basically try to run. Because they don't give independents any air time. They don't really respect them at a debate, anything. And that's more so mainstream media. That's not nobody else. Just trying to honor and keep the same two-party system when we need to shake things up in America. But I want to know, did, you know, some of you vote in this past election? Or did you say, you know what, I ain't like Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, and I didn't vote at all? I mean, that's something else I would like to, you know, like to know and like for you to, you know, share. Like I say, don't be scared. Share your opinion. You know, today, I was at work, and we was having another, you know, discussion about, you know, the people talking about seceding and everything from the union, and saying that, will President Obama actually address it? Now, I'm very curious to see what he's going to say about it. I mean, he's going to have to address it eventually. I mean, because 36 states is a lot of states to even bring it up for him not to address it. And if he don't address it as the leader of this country, you know, what is that saying to the enemies of this particular country. You get what I'm saying? So he's going to have to, you know, say something and say, hey, you know, either we're not going that route or what. Because obviously he's not saying a word about it. He's talking about General Petraeus and his scandal, which I don't really think that should even be on the news because, I mean, who cares? I mean, General Petraeus, he's a man like anybody else. You leave your wife for that amount of time. You know, I mean, not everybody can be faithful like that. You know, he got this younger woman. He was doing his thing with the woman. He got caught. I really don't think, you know, I'm not saying they should remove him from his, you know, job title. But my thing is, you know, he's going to get all this flack, but what about the woman? What is she going to get? Even though she didn't hold that kind of position, but still, you know, it's like the woman will get a pass, like usual, like in America. They treat women, you know, a lot of times like children sometimes. Like, oh, well, they, you know, just let them, you know, do what they want and, you know, they don't give them the same jail sentences as men and, you know, but they want the same equal rights as men. But yet society treat them as though, you know, they aren't, you know, grown adults, you know, choosing to do what they want to do. So this woman that got involved with General Petraeus, she knew he was married. She knew this. But yet she had been with him anyway. She continued a relationship with this man for months. Even though some people say, well, he was married, he should have known better. Well, she knew he was married. She should have known better as well. Why everybody want to fault the man all the time? It's a two-way street. But now this man's in the news, and Obama's addressing it. But like I say, I think he needs to address more of the... Let's set the record straight on the seceding from the union. Because I think that's, you know, something a little bit more to talk about. But Texas, you know, talking about, they've been on that for a while now. That Rick Perry. I'm ready for Rick Perry to get out of that office because he is something special. He really is. Now I didn't vote Rick Perry in as governor. I didn't. Now, I remember Rick Perry running for president. I knew that wasn't gonna fly either because Rick Perry, I don't think he's just a good governor. Now, we had a guy that wanted to run. He was the mayor of Houston, Bill White, because I live in the Houston area. And he was a real good mayor. Everybody, you know, liked him. He really helped the city of Houston. He was, you know, a real good guy, you know, family guy. And he did run for governor, but he didn't win. And I hate to see that because I think he'd have been a real, you know, I think he'd really turned Texas around in a good way. And that, you know, it also helped put him in the national forefront where he could have ran for something higher than just, you know, governor. Because he, you know, after Hurricane Ike and how he got the city together, how he helped, you know, get the power restored a lot quicker, how, you know, even he allowed the people from New Orleans to come in the Astrodome when Katrina had happened. I mean, he even did that. I mean, so he did a lot of good things, you know, for the city. So that's one person I wish they could have had. But, you know, I just never thought in my life that I hear that the country want to get divided. I just never thought that. That's news to me, everybody. That's definitely a lot of news. But like I said, I just don't want to know my take on it. I'll, you know, talk about, you know, your takes on it. Going through a few emails, there are people that have, you know, some definite opinions about some tweets. And I had posted a tweet that people had put up from Facebook and Twitter, and a lot of people was very upset by it. And it was upset because, like I said before, I'm going to read some of the comments that people put. It's one of the ones that was very racist in nature. And they said that, you know, ignorance at its worst makes me feel sorry for the ones posting. They must live miserable lives. It says, you know, LOL, oh well. Another person stated that I do not have the author of this, but people are actually trying to find him. And then he wrote a thing. It's a thing about, you're saying love Obama, hate Obama, for civil rights, against civil rights, pro-Romney, pro-Fox News. This is a must-read I came across for everyone. And the person goes into like a poem. It's kind of long, drawn out. I don't know if you guys want to hear all that. You know, people saying they shaking their head. It's just amazing. It's just so amazing what people are doing in this day and time. I just don't know what to say about it. Sometimes some of the tweets I read, you know, made me feel like I said before, it's 1960, you know, 1950 all over again. And they say that it's a post-racial America. What was sad is that a lot of the younger kids was typing this stuff. It wasn't, you know, older people that grew up in that time period. I mean, how you got 22-year-olds and 19-year-olds writing things like that when they never saw segregation, they never saw Jim Crow, they never saw any of that stuff. They grew up in the internet age like the rest of us. But yet they was, you know, promoting all this stuff. It's sad, y'all, it's sad. You know, this that our kids, I grew up in a world like this, country is in the issue it's in right now. I mean, it's crazy. It's very, very crazy. I was checking out an article about also, you know, back to what we were saying about seceding, and they were saying that in the wake of the presidential election, you know, wave of petitions has been submitted to the White House, and with citizens of various states are announcing their desire to secede from the United States. These citizens are so fed up with the country. In other words, they want to opt out and start their own, which they don't have the financial or military means to do so. And it's a Yahoo's Jeff Mackey, who often sympathizes with the right-wing view of things, says secession chatter actually helps Democrats because it makes Republicans look like crazy people. The reality here is that no legal mechanism by which states can secede from the nation. The White House is being good-spirited by offering to respond to any petition that gathers more than 25,000 signatures, but the most this gesture would do is make the signatories feel listened to. Now, they said Joe Weisenthal, deputy editor at Business Insider, likens these secession petitions to comments on an internet chat board. They're just a handful of Americans exercising their First Amendment right to bellyache, not proposing anything serious. And leaving aside the legality of secession, when you think about the reality of what it would involve economically, militarily, and practically, the petitions do seem ridiculous. Yes, they are important problems we need to address in this country. Yes, the electorate is sharply divided, at least at the extremes. Yes, compromise won't be easy, but working together is what made the United States of America the richest and most powerful country in the world. So, as you know, that article was stating is that we definitely need to work together and stop dividing over things that doesn't matter. And we definitely got to, you know, even if you don't like Barack Obama, he's still your president for 4 years, whether you like it or not. Like I said, Bush was our president for 8. A lot of people didn't like Bush, but nobody wants to see from the Union then. So we shouldn't be talking about that now. I mean, like I said, we've gotten through wars, you know, Vietnam, you know, Desert Storm, all these different wars, but yet we can't, you know, get through this? Come on. I mean, we got to be better than that. You say you're patriots. Well, if you're patriots, that means you love America and you ain't trying to see nothing happen to it. So have your patriotism. Now, some of the comments saying here is that I've, you know, long believed that we should pay local and state taxes, then the states pay from their funds to support the federal government. This would assure that only necessary federal programs get enacted. You know, what Ray said was a good idea. I mean, while the state should pay federal taxes, I mean, it shouldn't come out of our pocket, but you know how it goes. Another person said, looking at the last election, it'll be easy to see why we are so divided. 62 million voters voted for President Obama. 59 million voted for Romney. 62 million people think one way. 59 million people think another way. A difference of 3 million in a country of 300 million. Why are we so divided? It comes down to leadership. Both parties want to do what is best for them, not what is best for the American people. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that the party want to do what's best for them? Or do you believe they want to do what's best for the American people? Because whether you're Democrat or Republican, they do have an angle and an agenda in what they do. Trust me, they do. Now, continuing on, reading some more comments. It says somebody ought to give frickin' frack here a wake-up call. If there is one that is capable of reviving them, it's a Mackey, to the petitions or a social comment, an expression of change, a joke, and a successful attempt to jerk the also politically correct chain of the Obama administration at its own website. The website promises to take seriously any petition which gets 25,000 signatures in a specific time frame and forwarded to the appropriate government agency for serious consideration and official response. So people decided to express themselves and have a little fun at the Obama-noise expense. And it has worked. Ironic, isn't it, how the left always pretends to laugh at the right, but the thing they hate the most is to be laughed at. So this comment is basically talking about they set the website up, people signed it, and now people kind of, you know, trying to take it serious and laughing at them. But like I said, I wouldn't sign that petition because you're identifying yourself. One person wrote, last time I checked, America is the brokest country in all of history. But besides the point, secession is legal and possible. Though it would take a secessionist Congress or articles of secession are filed state by state, nevertheless, is a catch-22. The government would never sanction or acknowledge a secessionist Congress. But likewise, they probably wouldn't send troops in every state that filed articles of secession. So it would likely be a moot gesture all around. The only way this might carry some relevance is if strategic states like seaports, coasts, rail lines, commodity goods, missile silos choose to secede. Then the government might be forced into some preventive or conciliatory measures. Ultimately, it is much to do about nothing. There are simpler measures that could fix our problems significantly, but most people are asleep at the wheel on little things. I don't see mass secessions looming. And this one lady said, this is what happens when people take God out of everything. A nation divided will certainly fall, and yes, we're getting ready to go bankrupt on top of all that. Now, do you feel we're about to go bankrupt? Because there's a lot of people that feel America's about to go bankrupt and that we need an overhaul of our tax system and that we need an overhaul of just how we do business here in America. I'll say this much. The only way you're going to get America right is you got to put American people back to work. And the way you do that, you may have to take a drastic measure. Like I said, since China's the problem, if we just say forget it, we're going to ban all imports from China, and that's how we're going to do it, and force these companies to, you know, do business here in America, or they're going to go out of business, then I don't know what's more to say than that, but I got a call on 317. Let's see here. Caller 4636.
Yes, the title of the show, Will Secession Solve the Problem?
Yes, sir.
What problem are you referring to?
Well, the problems they say America has. Will it solve the problem?
You know, there's a problem with just the morality of the people in the country and their addiction to easy money and debt. And I think that would happen on a state-by-state basis as to what, you know, what direction they would go in if they were to secede. But you know, I think it'd be a good step in the right direction because the 10th Amendment is not being observed. You know, the federal government holds out all these federal highway funds and says, okay, if you don't do what we say, we're not giving you this money, which they took from the states to begin with. I think it's just getting rid of a layer of bureaucracy that we really don't need anymore. So I support secession.
Well, let me ask you a question. You're talking about morality. So you feel morality is a government issue or is it a personal issue?
It's a social issue, and I don't know that secession would change that. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, at the beginning of the call, you said morality, in which, yes, the morality of the country, yes, has tanked. Ever since I was a child, yes, I agree with you 100%. It's a do what feels good. It doesn't matter. That's how people are today. The most evil and vile things people do. I agree with that 100% with you. But on top of that, you say secession would be the right way. Okay, well, why? We've been through some horrible things in this country before, correct? I mean, with the Great Depression, you know, we've been through a lot of recessions. I mean, talking about, you know, at home, okay?
Okay.
Why can't we all just come together and send people to Washington that's going to do something and not just be the same old that we've been having, trying to, you know, peddle the pockets of corporate America? Democrats and Republicans are doing that. They're playing that because these corporations are putting money into their pockets, no matter who's in office.
Right. I'm not exactly sure, like, why we couldn't do that. But at the same time, it just doesn't seem very likely to me. And the smaller the government is, the more likely it is that the average person can reach out and have an effect on it.
Okay, give me a second, sir. Call us 644. Are you on the show?
Hey, how you doing, my man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just had a quick question, man. I'm like, I respect what you're doing and everything, and I'm subscribed to the YouTube channel. I don't do the Facebook and the whole Twitter thing. It's not me. But if they, I say let them succeed and let them go ahead and fail. But that's only me though. But the thing I want to know is, if they were to succeed, would that ultimately, would we go back into like a civil war?
Well, that's a good question. The first man who called, if we succeed, do you think we'll go back to a civil war?
Well, I think it depends on who the state is that secedes. Let's say New Hampshire secedes. I don't really see, well, for one, it would be a lot easier to put down New Hampshire and get it back into the Union, but there's really no reason to because it doesn't provide much revenue to the federal government to begin with. But if Texas was to secede, I think the federal government would try a lot harder to keep it in the United States.
Yeah, see, I live in Texas, okay? I live in the Houston area. And I know what goes on down there at the border of Texas. Like I say in the program, I have a brother-in-law who's in Border Patrol. He tells me everything that goes on, and a lot of people don't know what goes on down there on that border. And if you, let's say if Texas was to secede and lose Border Patrol, lose the United States military, what would stop Mexico from taking it over? Or the drug cartels? Nothing. Any state that's on the border of Mexico, the Mexico, even though their military don't match ours, they still have a military. I feel that everything that's going on the border, nobody want to talk about this. The biggest national security threat to me is Mexico, period, because they cannot control the drug cartels.
Right, but the drug cartels only exist because these drugs are illegal. Without that illegal revenue, they wouldn't even be a problem. They'd have to get day jobs.
Oh, okay. What are you suggesting? Are you suggesting they should legalize drugs in America? Colorado and Washington legalize marijuana.
I believe they should legalize all drugs, yes. Or decriminalize.
I saw a news report it was actually Al Jazeera English, and they were saying that it was in Mexico. And they were saying that the Mexican drug cartel is going to lose $1 billion out of Colorado and Washington legalizing marijuana.
Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg because we only get 35% of our marijuana from Mexico. Most of it's grown here.
Exactly. So, and then the people in those states, for instance, now it's illegal. They, like you said, they grow their own. It's not illegal or anything. They just recently dropped all drug cases they had against people with marijuana possession. That just happened the other day in Seattle. Even the cops said they were stopping arresting people for marijuana possession. I think that's something they should allow to be legal in every state, but they should just figure out a way to tax it, like they do alcohol.
But why should they tax it?
Why should they tax it? Because the state got to make money, revenue. They got to make money off it some way.
Why do they need all this money? Why do they need all this money? They shouldn't be doing everything that they're doing, is my perspective.
So you think that they shouldn't tax certain things?
I think that, you know, there should be as few taxes as possible. Just because you can reach into my check and take my income tax doesn't mean you should. I don't believe in it.
Well, I don't believe in the system of child support and how it just takes money from men and give it to women, and these women can go and buy clothes and do their hair and everything else, and you can't say nothing and see your child walking around looking like they are a hobo when you're sending money every month. I don't agree with that either, but nobody wants to change that.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you should have to support your child, but it shouldn't go to the mother. I mean, you should have to be buying diapers and formula and clothes and whatnot, food.
I mean, all of it's a racket. All of it is a total racket. I mean, it's a lot of things that need to be changed, period, not just in the government, but even in city and state level. Look at the power of the police. The police can do anything to you, and there's nothing you can do. They can beat you down. They can shoot you. They can tase you. And they've had many, many dash cams catch cops breaking the law. The power of the police has gotten out of hand. It is like a police state now, if you pay attention to what the cops do. Nobody wants to address that. No president, nobody wants to address that. That's a problem. That's an abuse of power.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
That's it's a good topic, but don't know. I mean, cops is gonna be cops. People is gonna be people. Drug dealers gonna be drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, slowly but steadily, they're getting caught. I mean, cases are getting turned over. I mean, one at a time.
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of problems in this nation. I mean, it's not just, like I said, a lot of people like to talk about the welfare situation. That's a big one.
But I want to ask you another question. I've been noticing this in talks in certain circles of mine. Do you believe that the American public has forgotten what collateral damage is?
I don't think most American people even know what it is, personally. Because if it don't come through Facebook or Twitter, or YouTube, or through the TV, they half the time they don't know.
Because I'm saying, because, like, you know, like, I look at a lot of these stories, and, you know, I sit here and I watch Fox for fun. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy, it's almost easy to, like, pick the stories apart. But, you know, I'm looking, like, even with the Fast and Furious gun running, America's been gun running for decades. I mean, this one guy that was doing the job just happened to got caught with one of those, got hit with one of those guns. Now I'm looking like he was a border patrol agent. I'm about to sound like a real a-hole for this, but he was collateral damage. He signed on to protect that border. He got killed in the line of duty. I mean, it's wrong to say it, but it was collateral damage. Just like everybody over in Iraq, I'm like it's a war. I mean, and people's parents are like, why did my son have to die? I'm like, your son died for you, for the country. I mean, it was collateral damage of war. I mean, it wasn't for nothing.
Well, but that remains to be seen, because, I mean, it wasn't the objective was to go in to get weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and then they didn't get anything? Wasn't that the original objective?
That was the original objective.
Not to remove Saddam Hussein out of power and destabilize their country, to get their weapons of mass destruction, because they could be a potential threat to the country. How do we lose sight of that?
Like, I don't even know. They say Bush was just being a gangster. Like, we going over there, people, the military followed suit, you know what I'm saying? God bless them. They went over there and they did what the commander-in-chief told them to do.
And then they come back here to the States and they're treated like trash. They're veterans.
That's the sad part.
Can't even get jobs. You know, I feel the government should take care of those men and women for life. I mean, they should keep them on health care, you know, for the rest of their life. They shouldn't have to pay for no health care, no medication, especially if you've been wounded in war. I mean, yeah, they give them a GI Bill and they give them a VA loan and stuff like that, which is good, you know, but I think they should take care of them a whole lot more than what they do.
True.
You want me to blow your mind here real quick, guys?
Go ahead.
All right. Sure. 2004, Saddam Hussein, the leader of Iraq, said that he wanted to trade his oil for euros instead of United States dollars. We went over there and killed him. In 2010, Muammar Gaddafi in Libya said he wanted to trade his oil for gold. We went over there and we killed him. It's not about what they say.
I've heard that before, but actually I've heard the full story about Gaddafi and why he was killed. I got it from...
Didn't his people kill him?
Who?
Sure. Yeah, his people killed him.
America was involved in all that. I'm gonna tell you this. Let me tell you what really, because I heard that about Saddam, about trading. Yeah, what you say was the truth. I've heard that, but I'm gonna tell you the full story I got from. Well, I heard one guy in Africa talk about it, and I had a guy that was from Ghana tell me the full story about Gaddafi and why America killed him. He said what Gaddafi was doing was, he was getting with all these other African nations in Africa, and he wanted to get them into one, like kind of like us here. He wanted like a United States, but he wanted to cut the West off of buying communications, because there was Africa as a nation pays $500 million a year to America for communications. So what he was doing was he got with the Chinese, and he would say, listen, I pay you guys to build us a satellite and get us the satellite in space, and that way we don't need nothing from America. So, and he was in the process of doing that with the Chinese. The Chinese was all for that because, you know, the Chinese wants to undermine anything America do. So in the process, they was going to create three central banks in Africa. They're going to create one in Libya and two in some other countries. And Gaddafi was getting all these people together on this, and that's where you talk about the gold. They said, we're not going to trade in American dollars. We're going to trade in gold because Africa is plentiful in gold. They say, well, the UK and America don't have gold like that. So that started freaking them out. And they had, and Gaddafi was the target because he was the one that was orchestrating everything. Now, this guy from Ghana told me that every single president that went along with Gaddafi, they've been killed also. But you don't hear about that. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything about that, and you know, it does all come down. And going back to secession, I mean, if Texas was to break off and form its own country, Texas would be the one doing all these foreign relations, and we wouldn't have to sit here and wonder about what's going on. Like, it'd be more accountable, I think.
Yeah, would you really want Rick Perry to be your leader?
Well, he's like the governor or whatnot, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, he's
he
the governor.
The
well, if he would be if he broke off secession wise, he would be. I mean, he's in a leadership position now. Who would take him out? He'd be like the all powerful leader then.
You'd have to have a new election because you didn't vote him in as the president of the country of Texas. You voted him in as the governor of the state of Texas. You see what I'm saying?
But you speaking under the law of United States. I mean, what would they come up with? Like me personally, like I say, if they was to ever do that, I'd be gone because I don't trust them people here in Texas for that. Like I say, because the fact of the matter is, Mexico will come over here and take it over, and why wouldn't they? They'd be like, take Texas back. Sure, it was ours in the beginning with, you know, take it back.
I want to ask a question. How come? Watching the news lately on this, and how come there's only been one statement made by like the Texas people about that, and they was the mayor or the governor was like, we don't like that. I'm not about that.
Who you saying, Rick Perry not talking about secession?
Yeah,
man, Rick Perry was the main one talking about it. He was the main one talking about it
on the news.
I ain't talking about now. People have been talking about seceding in Texas for a long time now. That's nothing new in Texas. They've been talking about this. Now, all these other states talking about it, that's new. But But that's not that's old news here in Texas.
No, I'm talking about when they, like, I'm not too sure who it is, who it was, but somebody from Texas, like, I don't know, it was like the governor or mayor, they was like, I don't like that, and he wasn't about succeeding. And that was the only other thing I heard basically on the news from the Texas people. And I do know, like the news put the spin on it, but it was like, it's like nobody's even paying attention to it.
It's like one of these whitehouse.gov petitions, so it's not really official. People are just talking about it.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, don't you think that's dangerous to even sign that petition? Because what if they want to go after you and say, like I said earlier in the show, if somebody do something to Obama and you know, God forbid, and, you know, they want to retaliate because of it, don't you think they'll use all them signatures against them? Because they're identifying who they are?
Yeah,
I would.
I mean, that's silly. Like, why would you set yourself up that way? You know, everybody, like I said earlier, everybody keep talking about these NDAA indefinite detentions and FEMA camps. I say, well, you're putting your name down on the list to be in one.
True. No, but also, how come nothing, I understand it probably would take too much money and too much effort by CIA and FBI, but, like, nothing is happening to these people that are even creating these D-class felonies like the young Caucasian lady that you had on the YouTube show.
Oh, you're talking about Denise Helms?
Yeah, when they had her microphone in face, camera on her, she was like, well, I don't know. I didn't mean to do it. This, that, and the other. I'm looking like, yo, that's a felony, yo.
That was a felony. She did commit a felony.
Like, technically, she's a convicted felon. Like, just for even saying that. Just for even putting that on Facebook, YouTube, whatever she put it at.
Yeah, and people don't realize, too, the government monitor what we put on our social media. That's why I'm very careful on even what I say on that YouTube. Believe it or not, you know, like I said, I have to be political correct as possible a lot. I try not to be, but you kind of have to be. And you better watch what you say, because you don't know.
Freedom. Speech is not free.
It's not. It's very limited, actually. You can't say what you want to say. That's why, you know, like I was telling the wife, I said, that's why I'm, you know, creating my own website. I can say what I want, but even that's limited. You can't say anything you want.
Mm. Well, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can say whatever you want, but it may be a consequence
to it.
To pay.
Yeah.
You know, but this, like I said, this seceding from the union deal, like I said, I don't agree with that. Like I said, if Texas did that, I would be no part of that. I would, like I said, I'd get my family and say, y'all, we moving.
Yo, let me ask you another quick question, too. On this whole thing with the four-star generals and, like, the women that, you know, the woman that infiltrated his circle, then she killed his career, like, then the other woman that goes to the FBI, even though that was a friend of hers or whatever, like, did they set feminism back?
I think every time they treat a woman like, oh, she's a woman, and treating her like she's a weaker sex, that is setting feminism back, personally. Because, don't you want to be treated equal to a man? Well, you know, but see, what I don't like about, you know, this feminism, too, is because you're a feminist when it's convenient.
True.
You know, I mean, if you're going to be a feminist, be it 100%. You know.
Something like, there has only been maybe like what? Now the stuff is just coming out about Kelly, and they said the other major, the chick that's writing a book, that like she lost her security clearance. I'm looking like, yo, this man is posted all on every news channel like every 20 minutes.
I personally don't get why, because it's like, I mean, how many people done cheated on their wife? I don't care if he cheated on his wife. Personally, that's between him and his wife.
But the thing is,
one woman, no, actually one and a half, she just told the FBI, but one and a half women took down the head of the CIA.
Yeah.
Like, that's big news. I'm looking like, yo, you were slipping on the pimping that much that she got him.
This is the thing, man. This is the thing. There's been many powerful men fail at the hands of a woman.
Yes.
Many.
Yes.
Many. Bible time all the way up to now. One of the strongest men ever lived the face of the earth, Samson, he fell at the hands of a woman. Philistines couldn't even beat the man. But then but a woman beat him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell men, better watch them women.
I'm saying, because it was almost like the Monica Lewinsky, yo. I'm looking like, she kept the dress. I'm looking like, what is that? But he let one and a half women take him down.
Yeah, and I've seen President Obama was on, you know, TV talking about, well, he's not going to really say much about it because, you know, the investigation's going on and, you know, things like that. And that's why I didn't even really cover that story on my YouTube channel, because I'm like, I mean, come on. People,
you know,
do that every day.
Obama's not going to sweat him because Obama knows his work ethic.
Yeah,
you never heard anything about the man until Benghazi and now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking like nobody's. Could you even tell who he was if he wasn't in the news?
I wouldn't know him if I saw him on the street. I wouldn't know him.
Basically, so I'm looking like, and they're not pushing him too hard. So that means that has to mean that like he has like a good military reputation and a good work ethic. So.
Oh, I mean, come on. Let's be real. You're gonna throw away his, you know, military knowledge, all the things he's done, for the fact that he basically got some from a chick outside his wife. I mean, come on. I mean, let's keep it real, you know?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a moral issue. It is a moral issue. It's a morality issue, yes. But that's between him and his wife and his God. So it has nothing to do with me. That's how I look at it. Like, continue on. Now, if he was running a whorehouse on CIA funds, well, that's different. But
that would be different.
Yeah,
that would be
totally different. But he's not doing that. Then, you know, no. It's you know, just go ahead and give him a slap on the wrist and tell him to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it was until he turned in his letter. Didn't turn in his letter till like the last minute, but.
He turned in his letter for the head, but he gonna stay working in the government. Don't let that fool you.
Mm.
They do that all the time. It's called corporate restructuring.
My bad, man. I ain't mean to get off topic though.
No, that's fine. That's still talking about, you know, the government and stuff like that. I'm fine with that. But like I said, these 36 states, man, that just talking about that secession. That's crazy to me.
No, actually, who are these states? Where can I find that information?
Let me see. Hold on. I read them all off to you. Give me a second. Let me read them all off to you. I know my state for sure. Hold on. Give me a second. Man. Yeah, go ahead.
But you notice how, right, when Bush was in office, people were talking about, oh, we're just going to go to Canada.
Yeah.
But now that Obama gets his second reelection, they're like, we want to succeed. I'm looking like, what happened to going to Canada?
Well, you know, like I said, I saw what Romney said recently, and he said that just today, and he was like, oh, well, you know, Obama won because he promised, you know, a certain demographic of people gifts. I say, where's my gift? Because I want it.
Yeah.
But let me see. I'm looking at the article right now that said the state that seems to be leading, let me pause that. The state that should be leading is what, 78 1,439 signatures is Texas. And they say the other top 10 states for the signatures is Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, Missouri, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Oklahoma, New York, Arkansas. And then they said the other states was, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Idaho, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Minnesota, Washington, and Vermont.
So Florida's not on there?
Yeah, Florida on there.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, Florida's on there. Yeah, you know, but like I said, it's just a group of people that is mad because their candidate didn't win, and they that's all it is to it. And then the people that signed, like Fences, come on, man. They say you got Texas got, 78,000 signatures, and let me pull this up. Texas population from last year is 25.6 million people. So 78,000 signatures is not even a scratch of how many people is in the state of Texas. So why would the government even pay attention to 78,000 signatures when you got 25.6 million people? Now, if you had half of the population of Texas signing that, that would be different. But 78,000 signatures is nothing.
No, also I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was like, "Yo, like Obama won." I looked at it, and I'm looking like, "Yeah, Obama won," but it's I wouldn't say how Obama won. It's more like how Romney lost.
Romney, I'm gonna tell you how Romney lost. He wouldn't keep his mouth shut.
He wouldn't keep his mouth shut. He's running a dirty campaign, but I'm looking like. It was just too dirty. Like you know how some like why would you even say that? That doesn't even look right. Like you want
to
be
like how
president.
Do you expect? My thing is how do you expect to win when you make a comment like, well, you know, 47% of Americans they're not going to do nothing for themselves anyway, so I'm not going to even worry about them. You know, it's like, dude.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm looking like, yo, you can't. Everybody knows you can't win saying something like that.
No, I mean he could have thought it, but why did he say it?
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning of the program, it was only one person I felt in my mind that could have beat Obama, and it was Ron Paul. I'm telling you, he could have beat him. He would have beat him, but mainstream media don't like him. That's
they,
why.
Oh, they so don't.
They hate him. They don't give him, they don't let the man talk, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, you know, like I say, with this, now I haven't had a chance to watch Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity lately about, you know, this seceding and then old, you know, Agent Orange Donald Trump. I ain't had a chance to look at him either in the past few days.
Yo, I was watching Bill O'Reilly the other day, yo, that dude is rude.
See, I couldn't go on his show because, oh no.
He was being rude. I mean, like he had like the Democratic guy up there, and he had the Republican woman, and I'm looking like something that was said about him when he made his predictions before the elections, like a month or two before the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I wasn't doing that. I'm looking like, okay, you said that. Then, like, he went to a question, and, like, he wouldn't even let the guy talk. I mean, I understand that's your show. But, like, yo, you going to have a talk show and don't let – just going to cut people off like that? Then cut them off, let the chick get on, like, a good statement, then go to commercial.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what's the point of having a show if you're not going to let a person talk? I mean, you just just don't even have a show or just – or just do a YouTube channel and that's it. Yeah, that way you just say what you're going to say and then nobody can say anything to it.
Ridiculousness. But yeah, my man, I got to go. It's 11:30 over here.
All right, bro. Yeah, you're in the East Coast?
Say again?
I said you're on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Okay, well, shoot, man. Take care of yourself. Appreciate you calling the show, bro.
No problem. Thank you. Bye. All
right. Bye. Okay, well, so we had two calls just sharing their thoughts on everything. But, you know, a little bit more, you know, information I was talking about a little earlier about population. They said, like, Louisiana wanted to see, but yet it's 4.5 million people in the state of Louisiana. So these particular petitions, it's, like, quite funny because it's not a whole lot of people in these particular states that's even siding with that. So they kind of making themselves look, like, just real ridiculous. That's really, you know, kind of what they're doing. But, like I said, I hope y'all don't put your name on that just for your sake. And, you know, cause you, like I said, you don't want to be identified with them people because if something started happening, I don't want to be like, I told y'all so, I told you so. But anyway, so, like I said, I pray to thank y'all for joining me tonight on the show. It's a little bit later edition of the show than what I normally would have. I normally, you know, host my show at 8 p.m. Central Time, but I had to kind of push it back due to, like I said, you know, work and different things like that. But, you know, you can definitely, you know, I post a lot of videos on YouTube. You can definitely keep up with me there at youtube.com/TheAdvisedShowTV. And if you want to connect with me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheAdvisedShow, and then I'm on Twitter also, and it's twitter.com/TheAdvisedShow. You can follow my show here as well, and we have weekly shows with all types of different topics, different guests. You know, sometimes I'll, you know, bring people in, and, you know, we'll share different relevant topics. Here, you know, coming soon, I'm going to start working on this toward the end of the month or so. AdviseShow.com. You know, we'll be working on it launching. So I'm, you know, getting pretty excited about AdviseShow.com. To have a, you know, have a website of my own, and to have some control. You know, America is a capitalistic society, and you should take advantage of all, you know, business that you can do in this nation. Because if, you know, somebody else have a website and they're making money, you can do it too. You got to just try. You know, try your best. You know, don't accept no for an answer and let anybody say you can't do it, you don't have enough education, you don't come from the right family, the right home, you know, none of that. You know, if you want to make something out of yourself, you do it. That's why I don't focus on these politicians like that. I focus on me and what I can do because, you know, I'm a man that got my mindset that I'm going to make it. I'm going to have something. I'm going to make something myself. And like I said before, I firmly believe in pulling myself up by my bootstraps and taking care of my business because I don't expect nobody to do anything for me or give me anything. I don't want nobody's handout. I want to earn everything by the sweat of my brow. You know, whatever, you know, I choose to do to earn that, whether it's having a, you know, website and radio show and or doing things on YouTube and, that is, you know, what I'm definitely, you know, want to work on and then try to connect with you, you know, everybody more. Because like I said, I love doing the show because I love to connect, you know, with people. I love doing that. It's a good thing. Like I said, I don't do this show for me because like I said, it's so much easier for me to do YouTube videos. I do a YouTube video between 5 to maybe 10 minutes. It's over and done with. You know, the shows, you know, I definitely have to set more time to the side for the shows. But it's good because, you know, you can interact, you know, live and, you know, maybe have certain questions and, you know, things like that, whatever the relevant topic is going to be. But like I say, hopefully you keep following the show, you know, let other people know that, hey, you're the bad show on Blog Talk Radio. You know, he all right, dude. You know, like I said, you can always call in and ask me whatever you want to ask me. There's no, you know, questions, you know, barred. Unless it's something that's just out of line, disrespectful, or whatever. But until then, like I said, you can tune in next week. And I'll be putting my next show, whatever that's going to be. Like I said, I kind of decide my topic's kind of random. So just keep looking out for what that may be. And I appreciate you joining. And Y'all try to fix all the problems in the country on your own or fix your own stuff. You can't fix other people. You just fix yourself. Don't be looking for no politician to be your savior. That's what you're going to screw up here from the get-go. You ain't going to do nothing for yourself. Anyway, y'all have a good night, and I'll see you next week.